Well, it was a crazy busy day. The lawmakers were busy with their pens. The first thing I want to talk with you about and get your perspective was the ruling that banned sales of medical marijuana. Talk about that court decision.
Well, the court decision bans dispensaries that were never intended. You know, Lansing has some 48 dispensaries. It's out of control. It's a wild, wild west. We even have, in some cases, felons running the shops. So I'm glad that the ruling came down. We don't need the dispensaries. People can grow their own if they get a legitimate card, or they can hire a licensed caregiver that can bring it to them. And I think it's a good ruling.
What about the folks who say they like the convenience, and also the people who are in business who say this ruling will take away their livelihood?
Well, you know, I think that anybody that lived around those dispensaries can tell you that they're very upset. They're out of control. I've talked with a number of people that live in Lansing, including Representative Bauer. And she says people are very angry. They're putting them next to schools, next to churches that have rehab centers. And it simply is not what the people of Michigan intended when they passed that.
All right, let's talk about the limits on insurance.
The limits on insurance, public employees, including myself, will be paying 20%. That's quite reasonable. When you look at the average person in the private sector is paying 21 to 22% if they can even get it, because some employers don't provide it. So I think asking public employees to pay 20% of their health insurance costs is very reasonable.
Well, we're going to hear the story, I'm sure, Senator, of these the folks affected by this saying you've been cutting our pay, you've been cutting all these other things, now you're cutting into our insurance. When's it going to end? Is this fair? Do you think this is the end, or are these folks going to lose more benefits and money?
Well, what it's come down to, I recently have talked to some county officials, city officials, and school officials. They said, if this doesn't pass this fall, we're going to have massive layoffs, and we don't want to do that. So this is about jobs and keeping jobs, having everyone pay their fair share.
And legislature approved a four-year cap on welfare. What's your take on that?
Well, I'll tell you, I looked into that and decided I could support it. You know, we simply cannot have people on for a lifetime. Now, the people who were cut off in October are not disabled. I want to make that very clear, not disabled. So they went to, wrote letters to over 11,000 people that are on this for over the 4 years and said, this is going to end. Can we help you get into another program if you're truly disabled? Or can we help you get a job? Guess how many responded that they wanted jobs? Eight. Now that is pretty shocking.
Well, we spoke with Gilda Jacobs, who is the president and CEO for the Michigan League for Human Services, and she said that the way this legislation is structured, it's going to take effect right away. There's no cushion, so there are going to be people who have very low-paying jobs who used to have high-paying jobs and need the support to pay their rent. There are going to be women and children and single moms put out in the street because of this.
You know, that simply isn't true. There's other programs to help with rent. It used to be called the food stamp program. Now it's the bridge card program. You know, nobody's going to go hungry. This is point blank welfare, and folks are being told, look, 4 years is the limit. Some states around us have limits of 3 years or 2 years. And four is enough. You know, we simply cannot have lifetime welfare.
Anything else that were in the middle of yesterday? Anything else happen on the floor that we haven't heard about?
Not on the floor. Not that I can think of. We're working hard in judiciary. A lot of issues have come up, and some pretty serious ones. So we're looking into a number of things.
All right. Just to throw some items out there that we can be looking to hear about.
Well, over in Ionia, we had a teacher take a high school student out of school, took her to a motel room in Kalamazoo, and had sex with her. He waited until one day past her 18th birthday, and there's a loophole in the law, and he got away with it. He can't be charged with anything, and he's going to go to work for another school system. So, you know, I think it's outrageous when you have power or authority over somebody, such as a jail officer, prison guard, psychiatrist. You simply don't have consent, legal consent, and we certainly don't want this happening with teachers. So that's something we're looking into, and hope to take that up soon.
All right, Michigan State Senator Rick Jones spending some time with us this morning. Thanks so much, Senator.
Anytime.